Thank you. Listening to Radio Regent. My name is Norman Richmond, and joining me on the line is Etienne Charles, who is coming to Toronto on August the 4th. He's coming to the Daniels Spectrum, which is at 585 Dundas Street East here in Toronto, and tickets are available. And I wanted to greet you. How are you doing, my good friend?
Oh, great, Norman. How are you doing, man? It's good to be online with you.
Oh, I am wonderful. We just played a couple of tracks from your new CD, Creole Soul. And I miss you. The last time you came here, you performed at the Train Studio. And I understand that you brought the Twin Island, the whole island of Trinidad and Tobago, to the Train the last time.
Yeah, last time we had, I think, 4 sold-out shows at the Train Studio. That was back in 2009.
Right.
September 2009. So I haven't played in Toronto since.
Now, you...
I'm looking forward to it.
You're living in Lansing, Michigan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're teaching.
Yeah, I'm a professor of jazz studies at Michigan State University.
Right. Now let's talk about what you're going to be, the show, which is going to be on August the 4th. What can people expect from you during that show?
They could expect music from each of my records. We're going to be playing music from each of my previous albums, including the current one, Creole Soul. So we're going to definitely mix it up to classics of the Caribbean, not just Trinidad. We're going to do some Bob Marley, some Dawn Penn, many different types of tunes from the region, and the way we play them with jazz. So it should be a nice... I'm looking forward to it. I haven't been to Toronto in a long time, so...
Now, you know...
It'll be fun.
Right. You know, there was a brother by the name of Jelly Roll Morton out of New Orleans who always talked about the Latin tinge. She admitted that... I guess New Orleans, one time Fidel Castro had a conference, and he invited people from New Orleans and Florida. I guess he was really kind of messing with the U.S. government, saying that they were part of the Caribbean. But Jelly Roll Morton talked about this Latin tinge and, you know, the influence, back and forth influence of black music from the Caribbean and the so-called mainland in the United States. Could you talk about that?
Oh, that's definitely true. That's an excellent point to make, is that, you know, the Caribbean has always been a part of jazz, and specifically the rhythms and melodies of the Caribbean have always been a part of this tradition of American black music. And Jelly Roll Morton's reference to the Spanish tinge is one of the strong statements of that. Duke Ellington has another one, that jazz was born in America. Born in the Caribbean, to fly to New Orleans and ended up in New York. There are many different things about that, and it keeps coming back over and over the years, is that this input from the Caribbean, you know, and specifically the northern part being New Orleans and the bottom part being Guyana or so Suriname, places like that, that have a strong input into the music of the Americas on the whole.
Now, Duke Ellington made the statement that jazz was the Marcus Garvey extension. I think that was the exact quote, but I've always been trying to figure out, you know, what he meant by that particular statement. That's in Music Is My Mistress. I know you, being the man that you are, you know about that book and that quote.
Yeah, I read that book a long time ago in university. Remember, he said jazz is the mark of...
He said it was the Marcus Garvey extension. Yeah, Marcus Garvey extension, right.
Marcus Garvey extension.
Right.
That's a good point to make. I mean, Duke Ellington was highly influential in Harlem, where he lived. And at that time, you know, you could not ignore the work that Marcus Garvey was doing.
Right.
You know, later on, you went from Marcus Garvey, you know, you had Malcolm X, you had Stokely Carmichael, and there's this lineage of activists with Caribbean roots. And actually, a lot of people don't know that Stokely Carmichael is my cousin. That's like my grandfather's first cousin.
Stokely Carmichael is your cousin?
Yeah, his mother and my great-grandmother were sisters.
His mother is Mabel Carmichael, right?
Yep.
She just passed away about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Interesting, very interesting. Definitely interesting. But I wanted to let me say that you are going to be doing an in-store appearance at HMV, which is at 333 Young Street, Thursday at, which is, I guess that's the 1st of August at 7 p.m. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Now, you know, you won't believe this, but at 333 Young Street used to be a club called the Lacock Door. And I remember seeing Jimi Hendrix standing out in front of that particular club, you know, just when he had a case up here in Toronto. So when you come to HMV, remember that used to be a place called the Lacock Door, and a lot of the R&B people, Teddy Pendergrass and James Ingram and the Tavares, all of them, Commodores, all of them played at that particular club.
Well, I gotta check that out.
Yeah, but now it's the HMV, so you can't check it out, but you...
Well, I'll check out the history of it by being around it.
Yeah, now you... who influenced you as a trumpeter? Now, we know that the trumpet goes all the way back to, I guess, Buddy Bolin, but she didn't record, but I guess... Louis Armstrong, from Louis Armstrong on, who are some of the people that you studied?
Oh, well, definitely, you know, the trumpet is a big part of the tradition of this music. I studied people like Louis Armstrong. I studied, you know, you go down the whole lineage for like Freddie Keppard, Manuel Perez, Roy Elridge, Dizzy Gillespie, Mario Bowser, Fats Navarro, Clifford Brown, Lee Morgan, Freddie Hubbard, Miles Davis, Wynton Marsalis, Terrence Blanchard, Nicholas Payton. You know, they're all big influences on me. Just, you know, the tradition of the trumpet being an instrument to call.
Right.
To call the peace, to call the war, to call, you know, it's that instrument, you know. And it goes way back to even slavery. You know, you had slave bugles like Francis Johnson from, I believe he was from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and, so, you know, it's a great history, and you never said it. And then Caribbean trumpet players like Errol Ince and Shea Keen and Arturo Sandoval, and, you know, it's just a whole lineage of different styles of playing the instrument.
Well, you know, one of my favorites was Lee Morgan, because Lee Morgan was really involved in the struggle for African liberation. I mean, he did songs... supporting the Land and Freedom Army, the so-called Mau Mau. He did this piece called Search for a New Land. And
Search for a New Land, yep.
I think he was like you. He was like a child prodigy. I think he started out when he was a kid, and they took him on the road when he was a baby. He went out on the road as a teenager, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he was in Al Blakey's band. He was about Actually, he was in Dizzy Gillespie's Big Band when he was about 17. He was in Blakey's Band. John Coltrane's group recorded Blue Train at like 19 years old. So, unbelievable musician.
Now, in terms of how long have you been living in the U.S. of A.?
I've been in the U.S. for 11 years. I moved to Tallahassee, Florida in 2002. I moved to New York in 2009, and since then I've just split my time between Lansing and New York. So.
And so, but you have stayed in tune with the Caribbean, I guess, because living with your family, and I guess the Caribbean community has kept you in contact with what's taking place. Do you go to Carnival every year?
I go home every year. I go home frequently, and I go home every Carnival when I go home for Christmas. And so I definitely keep up with what's going on in the country. I definitely keep up with, you know, cultural activities, because it's who I am and it's what I come from. So it's most important to me to, you know, make sure that comes out in my music.
Now, as a teacher, who are some of your students now? Are you teaching African people, or is it mostly Euro-Americans that are interested in the music called jazz now?
It's all different from students from all different backgrounds. I mean, we have students from, you know, urban settings. We have African-American students from Detroit and many different areas. We have Latino students. I'll probably be an American student, Walter Cano, an Italian American student. It's all different people. So yeah, we have Filipino students, and, you know, Japanese American students. And there's many different types of students from all over.
Do you see the African people still as the innovators of the jazz? Because some people are arguing that some of the best trumpet players are no longer of African descent. There's other people from other parts of the world are leading that instrument now. I don't necessarily, well, I don't believe that view, but what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, all those things are subject to opinion. I mean, what is best? You know, that's the only way you can really challenge that question, is what makes someone or something the best.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're always subject to opinion. They're great trump players and they're great musicians.
Right.
All different countries and all different racial backgrounds. I mean, I don't really think of things like race anymore, simply because race is something that was created a long time ago to divide people anyway, just like genres being created to divide music. And so, you know, when people talk about what this trumpet player is better than this trumpet player, I just think about how great the music is that it has inspired people from all over this planet to try to play it on the highest level. To me, that's the magic of the music of jazz. That's what speaks higher than all of that. Well, this person is better than that. Because I don't really think about those types of things. I more think about, I think about what I'm doing, and I also always listen to what my colleagues are doing. You know, we're all contemporaries and we're all friends. And we're all out here just to make music, you know, so.
Now, you are coming to Toronto on the 4th, and you leave Toronto, and you're going to, I think you're going to Dubai at some point. Could you talk about where you will be touring? You're really touring the world, right?
We're playing in Philadelphia tonight, and then we go to Toronto. We're playing in Toronto on Sunday. Then after Toronto, we do Cincinnati on the 8th, and then Chicago on the 11th. And after Chicago, we do Denver, Los Angeles, Santa Barbara, Santa Cruz, Oakland, and then San Jose. And we take a break, and then we do East Lansing, Cleveland and Ann Arbor, and then we take a little break, and then we do the Middle East. We go to Doha, which is in Qatar, and we're there for 3 weeks at Jazz Lincoln Center in Doha.
Doha, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Doha, and then we come back and we do the Exeter Jazz Festival in Cape May, New Jersey, and then I think that's it. Some stuff has been getting added on, so I'm pretty sure that's not going to be it, but for now, that's where we are.
How many times do you play the entire Caribbean or just Trinidad and Tobago?
Oh, we try to tackle as many places in the Caribbean as we can, based on when people show interest. We've
mm-hmm.
been I've played in Jamaica with Monty Alexander. I've never played in Jamaica with Michael. We've done Barbados. We've done St. Lucia. We've done St. Vincent. We've done Cayman Islands. We've crossed on Trinidad and Tobago. Hopefully we'll be able to get to, you know, as many places in the Caribbean as possible.
What about the continent of Africa?
I have never played with my group in Africa. I've performed in Morocco and in Nigeria and in Ghana.
Mm-hmm. Have you had made any contact with Randy Weston?
Yes, I actually know Randy Weston, and I know his musicians very well. One of my first gigs in New York was playing a double bill for Mr. Weston at Diddy's Club Coca-Cola in Jasmine Center about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was back when Benny Powell was alive, and so I knew Benny. I used to play in Frank Foster's Big Band with Benny Powell. And TK Blue, who's Randy Weston's saxophone player, is actually of Trinidadian heritage. And so we have friends in common, because some of his cousins are some of my musician friends from Trinidad. And then Neil Clark, who's his percussionist, is also a good friend of mine. So it's one big family between Randy Weston fan and my group.
I didn't know that TK Blue had a Caribbean background. He did a lot of work with Jane Cortez, I believe.
Yep, TK Blue is the first generation Trinidad in America.
Mm-hmm. And
Ronnie West is Jamaican American, and then Neil Clark is percussionist, is Bajan American. He's from Barbados. His bass player Alex Blake is from Panama.
Yeah, Alex Blake is. Yeah, Blake is a Panamanian brother, because I know Randy's daddy was born in Panama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I stay in contact with Mr. Weston quite a bit, and he's been one of my great mentors.
Yeah, he's great.
He's a real great teacher. Is there anything else you would like to add?
We got a new CD out, Creole Soul. It's available everywhere. It's available at HMVs all over Canada. It's available online, iTunes, Amazon.com, Sony Music Canada has been doing a great job of getting the record out. We hope that people will pick up the music. The music feels good. And we're looking forward to seeing everybody at Daniel Spectrum on Sunday, the 4th of August. Looking forward to playing for you. I know it's Caribana weekend. So we're gonna keep the energy high. We're gonna keep the fat vibe going. And hope to see everybody soon.
And you're going to be at the in store at the HMV. That's 333 Young Street on the 1st of August, which is that's going to be at 7 p.m. So you're going to be signing CDs and just meeting and greeting the people.
CDs and just meeting and greeting.
And I guess the family will be there to meet and greet you like they did at the train, I guess.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right. And thank you very much, and we will definitely be there to see you, my good friend. All right.
All right, take care yourself.
Thank you. And we have been speaking with Etienne Charles, who is coming to Toronto playing on the 4th of August. And we are getting ready to play some more music from Mr. Charles. Thank you.
Thank you. listening to Saturday Morning Live. This is Mally, a.k.a. Docu Vixen. And, yeah, that wraps up our show for today.
And we would like to thank Etienne Charles, Dr. Gerald Horn, the Manla crew, Mumia Abu-Jamal, and we want to see you come out and support Mr. Charles. He's going to be at HMV, and also he's doing a concert on August the 4th and right here in this area. So we will check you out next week.
And yes, hopefully everybody stays safe this week, and we'll see you next Saturday. We're heard here on Radio Regent every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.